I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. This being Advent Sunday, it's the first of the new church year. You will find some paperwork is being distributed to you as quickly as possible by the sidesman. Unusually, you're going to receive the text of this sermon, which I will just read out the first half. And the second half will be commentary on our Mission Action Plan 2017 to 22. This is presented by our church council following our Vision Day back in June, when everybody in the church family was prayerfully invited to contribute to help discern what God's calling us to be focusing on here at St Mary's in the next 5 years. So, as I say, Vicar's Preface and Launch Sermon is what you've got now. The paperwork's going to come to you in two stages, in fact. This is the gist of the sermon to begin with, and then halfway through, towards the end of this, you'll receive a second lot of paper. So the same sidesman will be ready with that, and will come round to give you that as well. So the first half will be read, second half will be an informal commentary. Not long ago, a highly respected lifelong member of St Mary's sent me a Lambeth Palace postcard bearing the following quotation after a French bishop. It's entitled A Vision for the Church, and the vision is like this: for a church where the Holy Spirit will feel at home because everything hasn't been foreseen, settled, and decided in advance. A vision for an open church. A church where the audacity to do something new will be stronger than the habit of doing things as they've always been done. It's the most helpful reminder of where vision for the church begins. It's all about being open to God's leading, His shaping, His empowering. For St Mary's to capture fresh His vision will mean starting our mission action plan not with the word action, which is in the middle there, nor yet with plan, which is at the end, but with mission, God's mission. It's about opening us up, not nailing things down. And my correspondent adds, I feel this sums up what you're aiming to achieve. I pray you'll be able to succeed and that we will help to make it so. And I am, as I've written here, so grateful for that attitude, for the prayers and the loving commitment of this wonderful church family, all those who stand with me in longing to see St Mary's grow stronger still in the years to come, stronger in congregational number, in congregational range, and in spiritual depth as well, stronger in loving service, and all this only for the glory of God and His kingdom, explicitly not that, not the glory of St Mary's, its people, or its leaders. By this, my Father is glorified. By this, my Father is glorified, says Jesus, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. How does that work? As cultivated fruit-bearing plants, grapevines follow a cycle of growing, pruning, and harvesting. The cycle has a clear mission purpose. It's so that the Father, the vine dresser, can produce much fruit. And Jesus is very clear that growth cycle doesn't work without at least two things in place. First, the branch has to remain healthily connected to the vine. And secondly, you need the Father's pruning. The branch remaining healthily connected to the vine, that means that St Mary's will grow to the extent that, and only to the extent that, we individually and corporately abide in Christ. We do that through prayer and through faithful living. That's how we grow. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus is very clear. That's how churches grow. They need also the Father's pruning. That's the second necessary preparation for growth. And we need to note that this will include the pruning of both fruitful and unfruitful branches alike. Pruning is not a comment on whether something has been good. If it's been fruitful or if it's been unfruitful, it needs to be pruned. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that bears no fruit he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Tom Wright, the former Bishop of Durham, concludes his comment on this passage. Though it always hurts, we must be ready for the Father's pruning knife. It's true for us personally and corporately. God is glorified, and so will we be, by bearing good quality fruit and lots of it. For that to happen, there will be extra growth that needs cutting away. That too is an intimate process. The vine dresser is never closer to the vine, taking more thought over its long-term health and productivity than when he has the knife in his hand. While discerning God's vision is a vital and exciting task for the leadership of a church, it's also a most holy and humbling responsibility. Today is the fruit of much prayer for his wisdom and for courage to embrace his leading, recognizing that a path of no pruning at St. Mary's, no change, no challenge, might be far more popular in the short term. To grow is to change, and change often is unsettling. We don't like it on the whole. So I need to remind myself today and each one of us in this wonderful and diverse church family at St. Mary's, the call to Christian worship and discipleship is fundamentally a call to self-giving, not to self-gratification, not even actually to self-fulfillment either. It's fundamentally about self-giving. It's about putting God and the needs of my neighbour before myself. This is my commandment, says Jesus, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Laying down my life will involve laying down my own preferences, out of love for others, out of concern for what they would find helpful rather than what I myself would like. This is a commonplace in any healthy family life, and it's so in healthy church family life as well. So we're going to distribute now as fast as possible the second half of the paperwork as we turn to what this will mean at St. Mary's over the next few years. What's coming round now is our next mission action plan. It contains proposals for changes to our church buildings and to our church services. I'm very aware those are two aspects of St. Mary's that matter probably as much as any other for many of us. And I'm very aware that they will be changes that I don't expect everyone to like, certainly in the short term, certainly to begin with. Hopefully further down the line we'll see the benefit of it and feel differently. But talk of laying down our preferences, our own preferences, is never a matter of theory. And that's very clear at this moment as the paperwork we begin to go through. Jesus is quite emphatic that in the end it is the Lord who chooses and directs his people. The church council who have prepared what's coming round to you are, of course, completely fallible people. And it may be that we've got things wrong here. It may very well be. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to start with that quotation saying that actually we want to be a church which is open to the Holy Spirit, to the fact that we haven't got it all sewn up in advance. Things aren't settled in advance. We travel and we say, Lord, please show us the next step. And this is your church council, having involved the whole church family back in June, this is your church council's crystallization of what we believe God wants us to focus upon in this next period. Jesus says, you did not choose me, I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide. As we launch our mission action plan, I'm going to conclude that we, each one of us, need to respond in two ways to what you have before you this morning. I'm going to talk us through it and explain it in a moment. The first way that I'm asking you to respond is by considering how you personally might bear more fruit, by helping St. Mary's grow. And there is a form attached on the back, the buff-coloured form, which is designed to help you consider your calling, how you fit in to what God is calling St. Mary's to be, you personally. And you'll be asked to take that away, to pray and to ponder and to return it as part of your offering in the collection plate, or of course it could come to the church office if that's easier. So that's the first way I'm asking every one of us to respond. The second is please respond by praying. Pray expectantly for your church family, for your church council, especially as we do our best to discern and follow the Lord's abiding, pruning and growing priorities for St. Mary's in the years to come. So that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. That's Jesus' promise to those who pray. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. This I command you, to love one another. So we turn at that point to the Mission Action Plan and the grid, which you'll need to look at sideways. And I would ask you to go through it in this order, please. So if you'd all turn back to the front page and have the word draft in front of you. That's a very important first word. It's there because what I just said, we began with that quotation which talked about not having everything sorted in advance. A church where the Holy Spirit will feel at home because everything hasn't been foreseen, settled and decided in advance. You'll have noticed in our gospel reading that Jesus said, I don't call you servants anymore because you now know what the Master is doing. I call you friends. I have made known to you everything that I've heard from my Father. Well, this is what we've heard, but we may not have got it all absolutely right. And the whole point of sharing this now and of moving forward with it is that those areas, if you look at the left-hand column, worshipping and praying, growing as disciples, caring as a fellowship, serving, transforming the community, go over the page, proclaiming the gospel, admin and finance, buildings and fabric. Those are our teams who take forward the work of the church council. And they will be mulling over this, praying over this. They will notice things that are missing or in the wrong order. It may well be that you do as well. And we really do want you to pray over this. And if you can spot something which you think won't work or which we're missing, then please do let us know. You can talk to any member of the church council. There will be an opportunity after this service up in the Leslie room to ask any questions that you might have. And I'll be there to hopefully be able to respond. So we go through what is there in the year 2017, and you'll see that has the title Year of the Bible, which is what the diocese is encouraging all the churches in our area to treat 2017 as the Year of the Bible. There is a trial new pattern of services and a review of our prayer life. I'm going to come back to that in a moment. Let's move on to growing as disciples. We want to start a new Sunday brunch group for 20s and 30s. We're aware that particularly 20s and 30s without children are really underrepresented in our church family. And this Sunday brunch group, which would meet after the 9:30 service, going up to town to a coffee shop for brunch, would be an opportunity to build a group there in that age group. Also, a Bible teaching program is planned for 2017. In the Year of the Bible, every one of us will be encouraged and provided with resources to read through the whole Bible. There will be two lots of resources. One will be reading through the whole Bible, every single word of it, in 2017. The other resource will be choosing key passages, so you get the whole Bible story. It's up to you whether you read the whole Bible or just key passages from it, but in a personal reading plan over the coming year. There will also be a sermon series right through the year, going right through all the books of the Bible. So we'll get a real good overview, and there will be various other diocesan events, lectures and so on that we'll be taking parties to and so on. So that's a real focus for 2017. Under Carings of Fellowship, we need to review our pastoral visiting scheme as our church family grows and as the profile changes. There are more and more kinds of people who could do with visiting, and we need to expand that and ensure that folk aren't missed. We're also going to develop our midweek services. I'll come back to that in a moment. During Lent, we want to replace Lent lunches this year as a trial thing. We've done Lent lunches for many years. Try instead, just to ring the changes, but perhaps it could be something we could do from time to time, to have what we're calling a Lent Angel scheme. This is volunteers who offer their time in small teams to come and do practical jobs for hire in order to raise funds. And that might be car washing, that might be garden clearance, it might be taking stuff to the tip, all kinds of practical jobs which just need labour, which we could use and hire out to one another as a way of serving and of giving. Go over the page. The Proclaiming the Gospel team will be planning, will be beginning to plan. It won't be the only thing that they do in this coming year, but a major year of evangelism, of mission in 2019. So praying for that, setting out, sorting out the programme details, the bookings and everything else which needs to be in place for that.